I'm here today with Neil Packham, who's our community drama director at The Sits. Neil has been working with a number of participants on some new workshops, which are going to be feeding into a show that we've got on this autumn called Here We Stay. Neil, do you want to tell us a wee bit about Here We Stay?
Yeah. Here We Stay is a project that we're doing in partnership with the Scottish Refugee Council. And we're working with asylum seekers and refugees and local Glasgow residents. And we're looking, it's going to have a large element of music to it. There's going to be live music in it. And there's going to be an element of singing. But the strong element is also going to be storytelling.
Okay, and the stories that are going to be told, am I right in thinking that these are coming from the participants themselves?
Yeah, all the stories are coming directly from the participants. We've not quite got into the sort of the nitty gritty of that yet, but we're just at the starting point of revealing some of these stories. I'm really keen that it's not. I think we worry that a little bit about it being exploitative of people's stories, and everybody has to be okay about telling their stories, but some of these stories might be very funny and very optimistic, and some of them might be very moving, and I'm sure many of them will be very powerful, and we'll hear new elements that maybe we've never experienced or heard before.
Okay, so in the workshop so far, what kind of thing have you been doing?
It's been very funny. Everybody has really embraced it. It's wonderful. And there's a big element of this project is about giving people their first experience of theatre. For some people, this is their first time, and that's very important. So when they arrive at the theatre, everyone's very nervous and on edge, and no one knows each other, and everyone sits in the corners. And then within 5-10 minutes, the laughter's going and someone's been rude or someone's, there's a lot of hilarity in the room. And because it is such an extraordinary mixture, it's like being, as one of the local Gorbals participants said, I never thought that I could step into the whole world 12 minutes from my door. It really is like we created this map one day of where everybody originates from. And I travel to India, I travel to Liberia, Uganda, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Kurdistan, Somalia, Ethiopia, Rwanda, wow. Egypt, China. It was really a whole global experience, and it just put a huge smile on my face as I walked around this map of the room. And it was great to hear these stories. We're not aware of everything that goes on in these countries, particularly, the representation from people in Africa is incredible.
Okay. And have you been using music in the workshops as well?
Yes, yeah. We're working with Matt Brown, who's going to compose the material along with the participants. So he's always in the room, and he's always on the keyboards. Whatever exercise we do, he'll always support it with some sort of music. And then even in these early stages, and we've only met 4 times, so that we're still getting to know the group, he's taking lyrics from whatever they do, he's taking those words, and we'll distill them into some piece of music. We're also working with Karen McIver, who introduces a fantastic element to it, to the experience. And the other day she brought in a case, and she said, in this case I have 25 bells. And it was just like an ordinary briefcase. And how can you fit 25 bells into there? And when she opened it up, there was like these wallpaper strippers that were like bells, and they were distributed amongst the group, and we created a piece of music with these bells, and it was a beautiful sound, and I think everybody was very inspired by that. It was a very unusual experience.
Excellent. That sounds great. What we'll probably do is catch up with you when we're a bit further through the workshop process and find out how things are going and how you're doing in terms of getting the stories. And how the show's actually coming together.
I'd be quite happy to do that. It'd be great.
Excellent. Thank you.